people have pointed to you as being the founder of this museum. Is that correct?
Well, I would say they're very generous with that statement, but I guess I would have to admit that with Joe Wright, the students from Grody Hall, myself, and some townspeople, we kind of started a museum.
What was the inspiration for it?
Well, these girls were very upset about Grody Hall closing. And I just said, why don't we start a student museum on campus? There is no museum. And so they got excited, and that's how we started.
So this started as a Western Illinois University museum?
Yeah, a student. We had the word student in there. Because I thought we could get more support from the students and funding from the students than we could from the state financial picture. So we were able to do pretty good with the student in our name. Go from there.
And when was this?
I think it was in 1973. We started putting signs up on a wall, Home of Future Display. That's what we had all around here.
And that's in this very room, this I guess you would call it an auditorium
right.
In Sherman Hall.
There was a petition across from that door to over here, the elevator, and then I had wires up above it. And the museum was mostly in this area here, but stuff we didn't worry about getting stolen was out on the risers.
And what sort of stuff did you have here originally?
Well, we were able to get a fur trading exhibit from Ed Whittier from Bushnell, a really nice display with hides and traps and stretcher boards and so forth. Probably one of the nicest exhibits in the country on animals, furs, and so forth. We had the Eve Mercer display that we bought a lot of stuff from Eve Mercer down at Vermont, Illinois. He had 13 hay racks full of antiques, and we were able to buy a few of them. And so we had an Eve Mercer drugstore right in the center facing this way. Then we had a doctor's office, Dr. Havens. And we had, just a whole bunch of other. We had a Civil War display. We had I can't think of all of them. Radios from Tug Haddock's era. He collected a lot of radios. And then we had barbed wire display and Dr. Elliott, a teacher here at the campus, gave us his barbed wire.
So this was obviously more than just student-related stuff. It was sort of a history of Macomb or the region?
The surrounding region. We said we covered the land between the rivers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was actually the military track.
Sure.
And we still kind of contend that we're involved in the military track area. Yeah.
And from what you had here, it's grown into something larger that's now located downtown. Did you ever think it would grow to that size, that it would ever leave Sherman Hall?
Really, we never did get a lot of support from the administration in terms of financial support. Got a lot of support. Hey, that's a great thing. But they weren't going to allocate like thousands of dollars to support the museum. So we had to generate our own funds and run our own program. They gave us the heat and the lights, and they supported us and said, that's great. It's great having 5,000 school kids come in and see the museum. And we did. We had a lot of kids coming through. But they didn't want to take the money out of other people's pocket and to help the museum.
Do you still live in Macomb?
Yes, I do. I live south of town of about a quarter of a mile. I'm retired.
Yeah.
Been retired from since 88.
What did you teach here?
No, I was director of auxiliary services.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What? So you get to see the museum, I imagine. Do you go to the one downtown?
Yeah, I'm a board member there, and I kind of sit on the sidelines a little bit and act like a cheerleader. But we have some excellent people. Sue Scott, it's a great, clever, very talented young lady. And we've had a number of these people here be on the board and help us in many ways. We have an ice cream social coming up in June, and that's always very successful. So we'd like to get a bagel contest going. You know what that is?
I do not.
It's these boards that have a hole up in the end, and you throw it 20 feet away, and you throw this bag, and it goes in the hole, you get 3 points, and if it sits on top of the board, it's 1 point. It's really an exciting game, and a lot of college kids play it.
I think I know what you're talking about now. I didn't know what the name of it was. It looks like you're going to try to recreate an old baseball game between Macomb and Colchester this summer.
That's
also.
That's right. I saw that in the program. You're right. And that should be a good, if they get some old clothes and stuff like that, that should be good.
Some old gloves? Might hurt the hands to catch a ball with one of those old gloves.
Right, right. I can't catch them with the good gloves.
What do you think when you look at the museum today and what it's become?
Well, we had quite expensive program of trying to cut down our financial problem with owning the building. The city owns the building, but we still pay so much every month to whittle it down, so eventually we'll get it taken care of. But it's nice to have people want to help the museum. And we try to encourage that as much as possible. And we have some very wealthy people in town. The Fellheimers were one that kind of led the way and gave a lot of money to different organizations. In fact, they gave money to the museum. So if we can get enough support, we'll get that paid off. And then we'll have a really golden. We've got a going program, but we'll really have a program that we can say we're proud of, and we've done a good job paying off our expenses.
What was the museum originally called?
Western Illinois Student Museum.
And now it's the Western Illinois Museum.
That's right.
Why do you think it's important to have a museum here in town?
Well, if you look at the history of a community, I think you'll see that the early settlers had a church or a meeting place, and that was one of the first things in the community. And then they added to it other types of clubs, and then they wanted to show their heritage. And I think the museum shows the heritage of the community. And it shows the excitement people have for their heritage. So when you say, come down to the museum, we want to show you some things about your grandparents or people that were the farmers out in Chalmers Township or stuff like that. That's important.
Since we have many people who come to this community every year who are from out of town, the students, why should that museum be important to them? Should it be?
You know, it's funny, but we would have students come up to here at Sherman Hall, spend a lot of time, and then they'd go back, and some of them would ask if they could work up here as volunteers. Some of them were hired through a work-study program, and the Henry Crawfords that Gil said took over Texas Tech museum programs. And we have several others that have done the same thing with going into museum work. But it's thrilling to see people grow in a maybe a volunteer basis and then go into it and kind of as a job-related experience.
All right. I think they want to get ready to shut down the auction here. So any final thought from you?
We thank you for coming and getting excited with what we're doing. It's always nice to have the press involved, and whatever you can do to help us, we greatly appreciate it.